we attune to love, as we attune to our highest presence, we're allowing ourselves to take flight. So taking flight can occur in a moment's notice. It can occur without reality. What they mean about reality is like we're focused on past consent, whether we realize it or not. So we're following just our linear approach. We're following our mind. We're following past beliefs about everything in our life. So when we tune into our new presence, we take flight in liberal consent. In other words, it's like we don't have to finish the last sentence. We don't have to finish what we're doing. We proceed. So we want to remember that we're being guided very strongly at this time. And when I say very strongly, it's going to be the strongest energy that has ever... the strongest energy that we have ever been presented with in this incarnation. And what it's doing is it's opening ourselves up to our master presence, to our master consciousness. So the more that we can proceed, the more that we can be redirected. And so when you're being redirected, it's not from something outer. These energies, what they're helping us do is simply to recognize our own divine birth. So in other words, we've all been like programmed, follow the matrix, follow the ego, follow your own ego. And so we've been, it's like we've been persuaded to go into a different alignment. And so as we make our complete return, as we move up in station, they're showing me like a rocket ship or a missile, like moving very, very fast. We come into our highest approach. Now that's when we seal our fate, because we open up to our brilliance. The brilliance is who we are. So our divine self, our Christ self, our I am presence, your Buddhahood, whatever turns you on. Like when I say turns you on, whatever reminds you of your light that you're turning on, that you're attuning to, that you're recognizing, that you're offering to all consideration. All consideration is each of us are applying good measure. Each of us are stepping up in increased allowance into our vicinity of our light. They're showing me the Ace of Pentacles. So what this is going to start doing is rearranging matter, because we want to remember we're dreaming all of it. Everything we look at is affected by our own vicinity, by our own consciousness. So as we allow ourselves lift off convenience, as we allow ourselves to tune into our divinity, into our light, as we allow ourselves to, they're saying like let go. And so what they mean by let go, remember we've been following an old vicinity. So this is going to be your thoughts, and your thoughts are just programmed from the past. And so this is why where it's like same old, same old. So when we allow ourselves to have that liftoff, we move into a new reality. Now this isn't like hocus pocus, it's not science fiction. We want to remember that there are parallel realities that coexist side by side. So what we're doing is we're simply claiming, we're simply entitled to, we're simply sort of like stepping forward into the light that is perfectly convenient. Now, the reason they're saying perfectly convenient is they really want us to understand exactly how easy this is to do. The reason it hasn't been done before is we haven't had the time. And what they mean by that is we're so busy following the linear storyline. We're so busy following the judgment for shame, who did what, who should be punished, who's guilty. And so what we keep regurgitating is that egoic projection of the guilt. And so we keep following along with that old storyline. So when we step out in faith, when we go abroad, when we move into new existence, what we're doing is we're sealing our fate with what is already standing by, waiting for us to receive, is proceeding with kindness, was planned all along. So really feel this, that this is the divine plan when you took this incarnation to move aside from 3D, to move aside from past consciousness, and to go, like they're saying, like space exploration, to go exploring. So what we're aligning with is our sacred heart. So when we're going exploring, we're going to feel lifted. We're going to feel, you ever like, you know, you're upset about something and then you're interrupted and then it's like, what was I even upset about? Like you can't even remember. So this is the point, and they're saying we all join hands. So when they say we all join hands, we're all joining hands, energetically speaking, with our higher alignment in unified brilliance. So again, we're receiving our heavenly glow, we're receiving our heavenly light, we're receiving our orchestration of loveliness, and they're just showing me like the sun card. So the energy is really quite powerful. What it's going to help us do is to negate our fears, to negate our past. So of course, we're like on the precipice of this like moon energy that's really helping us to release all that has come aside us. In other words, all that is has been like unconscious, that is just sort of holding us back. And so with this energy is allowing us to pass through with ease. So we really want to feel this, that it's sort of like, I'm letting this go because this is more delightful. I'm releasing this because I'm due for a new adventure. I'm due for a new orchestration. I'm due for a new consideration of self. So a lot of us sort of have these visions. We have this sense of what's coming, but we still can't imagine it. We still can't picture it. The reason is we're still following an old impression or engagement of who we believe ourselves to be. So when we step out in faith, it's like breaking ties with that old consideration and moving into our destination. So when we say our destination, we want to remember it's an energetic alignment. It's an energetic advantage. So we're aligning in a frequency of higher value and relevance. So this is the frequency, this is the engagement that then draws us near to whatever is our next circumstance. So bringing in your divine gifts, bringing in your spiritual apparatus, bringing in the ability, the courage, whatever you need in the material form in order to make all things possible. So it's sort of like, where's my ride? Where's my handout? Where's my help? The help comes when we help ourselves in our new vicinity. And they're showing me like Ace of Pentacles again. So helping ourselves in new vicinity is the agreement to step out in faith. What we're stepping out is they're saying, they keep saying this, it's like an area of convenience. What they're trying to do, how they're helping us, is like to make all things possible to those that believe. And so remember, our belief creates our reality. So this is where we're parting ways with the past. We're not judging our past self. We're not judging others that are still clinging to past lifestyles, but we're going abroad. So we want to really realize this is all about managing our energy. It's about managing our consciousness and letting go and releasing the old perceptions, the old dogmas that no longer fit in our new station. Because again, all things are possible to those that believe. And if we remember, those parallel realities, those future existences have been side by side all along, simply awaiting for us to assist. So imagine like a banquet table. Well, there's like a schmort, there's like food galore, drinks galore. But if you don't entitle yourself, if you don't mosey on over, you'll never receive the benefit. So we're allowing ourselves to plunge into this new reality. The reason they're using that word, that energy, a plunge, is just like getting all wet, immersing yourself. And so when you immerse yourself in that unconditional love, you build resilience. And so that resilience gives you, they're saying like a fighting chance. But what they mean is like, so the next time the old imposter, the old perception, the old story surfaces, you're already in buoyancy, you're already in higher value, you're already in higher station. So it's much easier then to signal a release, to let it go. So sometimes we just receive miracles and it's just gone, poof. And then other times, they're just sort of going to walk on by so that we can release with ease. Again, with ease, because we're going places. Going places, again, energetically, aligning with our highest attunement, remembering this is what we're here to do. We're here to serve the collective, because as we straighten out, so in other words, we adjust our halo, we adjust to our light, we embody our Christ self, we embody our true nature. This then is entitled for all to receive. So there are ones coming up the ranks behind us that we're going to lend a helping hand. So we can't help lend a helping hand until we have self-regulated. So that's why when you're attuned to this offering, it's because you're attuned to Master Consciousness. So it's sort of like step up, step right this way. And it's like, I feel like I'm being called. I feel like it's my time to let go of my former engagement. So as you will receive your new lifestyle, as you will receive your heart's advantage, the heart's advantage, we want to remember, it's not just about having compassion and love for others, though you shall, but it's also about having a quickening, a love affair with self. So wherever, you know, you're still sort of, you know, fussing at former past selves, this is where, like, just imagine there's like a table where, you know, like, leave your heavy baggage here. Leave your heavy baggage here. So this is where it's sort of like we're undressing, if you can imagine that, and just getting lighter. You come out, you come in from the cold, and you've got the coat and the scarf and the earmuffs and the galoshes and whatever it else. So you start peeling away that which is just too heavy to bear, too heavy to bear. This is very essential, because to hold the frequencies that are going to be in alignment for your steady increase, meaning the miracles, meaning the healing gifts, meaning love's advantage, in other words, whatever is orchestrated and afforded to you, there's a frequency alignment that you must emit, E-M-I-T. So what that requires is all of this, all of the blemishes, and particularly ones where, how do I say this? It's sort of like we tend to, they're showing me like when I put cover up on a pimple or whatever. We tend to cover it up. In other words, you just kind of suck it up and you go forth. Well, that works just so far. At some point, you need to remove the injury. You need to just sort of like, it's almost like a baptism, like releasing sins. And the sin really is the belief in sin, the belief in error, the belief that you are anything but divine. So again, when you're extinguishing the past, the realm of the ego, we all have these places where we kind of bought into that old belief. And so what we're doing is sort of relieving ourselves, relieving our belief in judgment and sin. So whatever is due you next, that's what's going to surface. That's where the memories are going to come, or the flashbacks, or you're going to watch something you say to a friend joking about yourself, and you're like, oh, that's what needs to be released. So you'll just kind of know. When you know, give it to the angels, give it to Mother Mary, imagine it on a table where, you know, you're leaving off anything you don't need anymore. Anything where you submit it with delight. Submit it with delight, because your currency, your intention, your powerful offering is sort of like, did I give it the office? Did I release the entrapment of fear about self? And so you don't have to worry, like, did it take? Did it work? Your higher self's going to like rearrange. They're saying like your well, I'm just going to say your speed. In other words, if you can release fully, perfect. If you need a time or two, in other words, you're going to bring something you read about, something you hear to kind of not test you, but just sort of remind you like, okay, just a little bit more you want to let go, so that you can be fully addressed, meaning fully healed. So allow that to take hold. So we're getting sort of like that total package in whatever procedure, whatever process needs to occur, all in a download in the here and now. So it may play out over symphonies, meaning the next couple minutes, hours, days, whatever. But it's all being taken in now. So it's almost like a time release capsule or whatever. And so we're allowing that with good cheer. So in other words, we're agreeing to the last hurrah, meaning that very last step where we're totally in alignment with our higher counsel and we're hitting that frequency for love to arrive. So that means whatever your next offering is, we're able to hold it with good consideration. Good consideration means, like, I just see like someone kind of walking around. Like, just imagine walking around in a circle, good consideration. How are we doing in the front? How are we doing in the back? Because we're moving up in ranks. We're moving up in rank. You're also going to notice that you're going to start magnetizing, manifesting at a much faster rate. So you say something negative, you hold a grudge, and you stub your toe, and you're like, what is going on? So they're just sort of gently reminding us to take full mastery ownership. So it's not like anyone's against us. It's like we're being indicated, meaning we're being shown how we actually create everything in our experience. There's no outer separate from the inner. So we're learning this step by step. So allow yourself to receive the light in all levels, past, present, and future. So this also means that as you receive the light in the present moment, you drop the need for folly, meaning, you know, lessons in that were coming to you. As you honor the light and truth now, time speeds up. You no longer need those future arrivals that were simply there to help you merge with the light that you've now agreed to own. So allow yourself to receive easily with liberal pleasure, meaning very, very easy to consent. And remember, we're dedicating this to the benefit of all sentient beings, meaning the more that I receive light, the more everyone can join in and sing along. Again, vibrationally holding that light. If there's a particular area of the world, is there a particular relative, friend, your own family, whatever it may be, see them also receiving this engagement. Remember, there's no separation. And so it is.